Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's season two of MTV's hit series Safe Word, one of TV's most talked about shows. Celebrity friends become frenemies, playing against each other in a series of fun and daring games. The only way to stop the humiliation, well, it's to use the safe word, and the loser has to face their truth. Host of Safe Word is actor, TV personality, producer, model Terrence J., one of the most recognizable faces in Hollywood, known for his versatility in front of and behind the camera, acting in worldwide box office hits including Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man 2, The Perfect Match, author of The Wealth of My Mother's Wisdom, 7 years of hosting BET's 106 in Park, also co-host of the show's Radio Countdown, co-anchor of the international news program E! News, replacing Ryan Seacrest, host and producer for Miss USA 2016, Miss USA 2017, host of 2017 MTV's Movie and TV Awards Festival, 2017 MTV Woodies, and MTV's Are You the One, co-founder of Jenkins Entertainment Group, specializing in hosting, consulting, and formulating marketing plans, and now host of the celebrity-filled second season of MTV's Safe Word, Fridays, 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. One of the most respected and recognized on-air personalities in pop culture, Terrence J., with us on This Week in America. Terrence, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, my God. Rick, what an intro. Thank you. If I die, I need you to say all of that, all right? I'm going to have you come and repeat all of that for my family. Thank you.
Well, I hope I don't have to do that for plenty of years ahead here. You know, it's interesting. I understand this whole concept for Safe Word began, around the house with a bunch of friends roasting, challenging, daring each other.
Exactly. This is an organic show that kind of started in the backyard, and now it's morphed into a TV show. Two celebrity guests come on the show and compete in a set of hilarious games. So, you know, we might log into each other's Twitter accounts and dare the other person to tweet out the tweet that we made up. And so if you use your safe word, then you lose points. So you do not want to use your safe word. And whoever loses the game then has to sit in a lie detector chair, so the stakes are high.
I said celebrity-filled. That really sort of an understatement this season. You've got some of the biggest names that's going to appear in the program.
Yeah, man. Michael B. Jordan. We saw him on Black Panther and Creed, and now he's on the show. We get to see Jamie Foxx and Tiffany Haddish and Diddy and DJ Khaled. All these people that have never really done game shows like this showed up, and they came to play, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I read the list twice to make sure it wasn't these are the people you're trying to get. These are actually the people you got to be on Safe Word.
Yep, they're all there, and they're all nervous, and they're all under fire.
And talk about the safety crew, how the safety crew concept fits in with the celebrities.
So every celebrity has a team of comedians so that they can come help them come up with funny things to say and challenges and tweets and things like that. So the comedians are part of every celebrity's team. So Michael B. Jordan will have two people on his team, and the same for his opponent, Stilo Brim. So every episode, you'll have the comedians, and they're what really makes the show funny.
And I understand this season, what, doubled the games, doubled the risk, and of course you throw a few surprises in along the way.
Yeah, man. Now we have celebrities pick up the phone and call another celebrity, and they have to basically have the celebrity answer a series of questions that the other celebrity doesn't know they're on TV. So, for instance, Michael B. Jordan called up Issa Rae and then set her up on the phone. So the show just really gets out of hand. And like I said, it's just hilarious.
Show we're talking about is Safe Word, MTV's hit series, back for season two, Fridays 10 Eastern Pacific, 11 Eastern and Pacific. The host, Terrence J., with us on the program. Talk about the concept of face their truth, because nobody wants to face their truth for obvious reasons.
I had an ex-girlfriend that thought I was up to something, and so she made me take a lie detector. I don't know why I did it, but I'm sitting in the lie detector, and I realized that she has now the power to know anything about me, and it was the most nerve-wracking, scary thing I'd ever done in my life. And so we do that as the punishment on our show. If you use your safe word too much and you chicken out, you're going to have to sit in the lie detector and face your truth. So we get to ask any type of questions that we want in the lie detector chair, and to watch the sweat on people's faces is it's remarkable.
Yeah, and these are not questions like, what's your favorite color? One of my favorite last year was ask Russ Butler if he ever pleasured himself at work. And I'm thinking, they're not talking about sneaking in a hot fudge sundae. This really puts some pressure on the guy. And you're right, you can see their reactions.
Yeah, man, no hot fudge sundaes here. This is below the belt on this show. Crazy.
You know, you're more than just host of the program. You do such an excellent job hosting it and bringing in your personality and keeping it under control as best you can and moving along. Also executive producer, and so often people throw that title out there. This is really serious for you. You have a real hand in almost every aspect of the program, don't you?
1,000%. You know, we booked every guest on the show by using relationships. I'm part of the writer's room, part of the production room. But we do have an incredible team of producers and writers that help make me look good as well. But it's really, for these type of shows, it's really important to have your hands in it, because I know these celebrities, and I want to make sure that everybody's protected and that it's all in fun. So even though we go below the belt, we want to make sure nobody feels uncomfortable.
I mentioned in the beginning everything you've got going. How do you balance that career, the actor with film, television, hosting programs like this, being producer and businessman as well? How do you juggle all of that?
I have two French bulldogs, and like literally in between whatever I'm doing, I'll just cuddle with them and play with them, and it'll make me realize that all of this entertainment stuff is just fun. And if you're not having fun, then it's not, you know, you're not doing it right. And so my Frenchies come on set, they help keep me creative, and then I just keep on going.
It's a lot cheaper than having a psychiatrist, isn't it, to bring in the animals.
Exactly.
Little dog fooding you're taking care of. You know, I read a story once, and you talked about the key to finding your voice in entertainment is to find who you are. And that sounds simple, but for so many people, you watch them, and you think they're spending their entire career trying to figure out who they are. They keep wanting to emulate somebody else. When did you find out who you were and you found your voice?
Somewhere like in my mid, almost to late 20s. Because like you said, you emulate, you watch other people, you know, you see what other people are doing, and then you kind of fit into a mold. And it just takes a while to really find your voice and find who you are. And then once that happens, then everything else takes off.
And we look through all of your successes, and you talked before about so many times throughout your career, you've tried things, and they haven't worked out. How did you bounce back? Because for so many people, especially in that business, rejection is part of it, and it's really not easy to handle that.
You just got to be willing to hear no and keep going. And if you can do that, you'll find success. The people that quit are the people that don't reach their goal. And if you are not afraid of the word no, you can get anything out of this world.
And hosting Safe Word, let's go back to that, a couple minutes left in the program. What's that like, hosting that? Because you really are working without a net out there. You've got a bunch of creative people, and if I would say unpredictable, that may be underselling what you have to go through to balance all this. How much fun is this?
Yeah, man, they are so unpredictable. You know, when you get somebody like Jamie Foxx, they're not going to follow your format or your script. You know, Diddy is not going to, you know, color within the lines that we have set up. So you just got to be willing to go with whatever punches come your way, and just, you know, be flexible and fluid, because the show goes, you know, it goes left real quick.
Yeah, if you can let it get away there real quick. We're talking about MTV's hit series Safe Word, back for season 2, Fridays 11 Eastern Pacific. Host Terrence J with us on the program. What other projects are you working at? I mentioned the company that you've got going, and you're involved in a number of projects, I'm sure. What are you working on now?
Are You the One comes on MTV every Wednesday, so that's my other TV show on the network. And then we're working on a series of movies for MTV Films as well. So very, very busy over in that building.
The one thing you talked about, too, in longevity, and you've had a very successful career, is finding things that you're passionate about. Is that a key for everybody? If you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's probably not going to work too well, or certainly not going to be much fun.
Yeah, you got to do things that you really, really care about in order to be good at them. If you don't care about it, you won't be able to succeed in it on the highest level. So I always go after passion projects, and I find a lot of success in them.
Let's go back to, I mentioned BET's 106 in Park. Everybody remembers you probably for the first time from that series. What was that like for you? I'm looking back on that, and almost was like building a foundation for who Terrence J is today.
Yeah, it was the greatest teaching you can imagine. I got to interview a lot of cool people, build relationships, and get a lot of experience. So I really value my time there. But, you know, from a personal standpoint, I was just a kid, and I was just happy to be able to pay my rent on time. So, you know, it was a really transitional part of my life, transformational part of my life.
MTV's hit series Safe Word, back for season 2, Fridays, 11 Eastern Pacific. Terrence J., host, executive producer, with us on This Week in America. Terrence, it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.